episode 78. We're back, Rob.
We're back.
And I can't help but notice you're drinking a very small bottle of water. Why is that packaging so teeny? Mini water.
12 fluid ounces.
That's 12 ounces?
It's 12 ounces.
Wow, I guess because it's transparent, it doesn't look like a solid 12.
Yeah. Well, I needed to get. We needed to pick up some water for the office for a meeting that we were having, and this was all they had left.
baby water bottles.
The Target run, I think.
That's funny. I got that. That's funny. All right, episode 78. Here's what I thought we'd talk about today, which could be kind of an interesting sort of peek into our backstory, is jobs we had as youth, childhood jobs. Childhood jobs growing up, and then, you know, what kind of impact they had on us. You know, did they scare us off of certain industries? Did we learn anything from our youthful employment? You know, that kind of interesting, you know, what did we do when we were not doing this, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think as a blanket statement, you learn from every work environment. I mean, yes. You do. Good, bad.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. I think you absolutely learn.
Yeah.
I'll kick things off.
Yeah, hit me.
And my first real job, and I'll give you an easy hint, time to make the donuts.
Okay. I mean, I know what that means. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. So my very first job was in high school. I guess this would have been summer after ninth grade.
I was wondering how old you were.
After ninth grade.
That's a rough job to have that young.
Oh, dude. It was summer. And I mean, I had to be there at like 5:30 in the morning.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, what time did you have to wake up and get in there?
Way too early.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I was working there was because my older sister had worked there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And was like, well, just come work here too. It's fun. Yeah. And you and I can work together. We're pals, you know.
Okay.
And you and I can work together and just do that. And I was like, okay.
Then one weekend she quit and you were left.
I'm left making the donuts by myself.
No, what happened? She didn't do that to you, did she?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, it was, so for a whole summer, it was time to work the donuts.
Yeah.
And I remember my manager's name, Sally.
Okay.
And funny enough, I ran into her like probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
Randomly at a gas station.
Wow.
I know, which was crazy. And I immediately recognized her and she immediately recognized me.
Really?
I was like, oh my gosh, how are you?
Okay.
Wow. It was crazy.
And anyway, did you remember her name when you recognized
absolutely.
Her?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
I can picture her.
Okay.
Cause she was great. And she was kind of a ball buster, but in the best kind of way.
Okay.
I think you kind of have to be in that sort of environment.
Yes. I agree with that.
But I think that it, if we're thinking about just top line lessons, number one, work is hard.
Yeah.
You got to get up early and do things you don't want to do
and go
in to make money.
Yeah.
But I mean, I remember the feeling of, you getting your first paycheck. And it was like, wow, I'm like doing grown-up things. I'm you know, worth
what do I do with this magical check?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are all these taxes that they've taken out?
Yeah. Why are they taking half my money?
Yeah.
But I think that was a great lesson. And then also too.
Now, hold on. Quick time out. Did you have a bank account prior to working there? Because again, our kids have green light cards. I mean, credit and all that stuff. You know, it's so ubiquitous now from when the kids are born.
I'm assuming that was the time that I then went and opened one up. My parents took me to open up the checking account.
Yeah.
But the other lesson, I think, too, probably more importantly, was I remember over the course of the summer, you would get your regulars that came in.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Yeah,
and it was, Dan's here. And we know Dan likes his black coffee and two, you know, strawberry filled donuts or whatever
cool.
it was.
Yeah.
And it kind of, I think looking back, I started to learn about customer service.
Yes. That's what I wrote down.
And the idea that like, if Dan walks in and I know he's got this and I'm proactive and say, good morning, Dan, here's your coffee.
Yeah.
My tip jar is going up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
So a direct correlation, I think, between what seems obvious, but customer service and taking the time to get to know people and doing a good job and making them believe that you are happy at work.
Yes.
Whether you happen to be having a good day or a bad day.
Well, there is that old expression, fake it till you make it.
Absolutely.
Right. And there is something about like, you're up early. You don't want to do this. You don't want like, work.
Yeah.
But there is something psychological of manifesting.
Manifesting.
It's not a word.
It is now.
If you convince yourself that you're going to have a bad day or that it's a terrible day, you will have a bad day.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So the opposite can be true as well of like, hey, if I'm just going to be happy at work, you know, it's going to be a better, more pleasurable experience for everybody, I guess, you know?
So. And I suppose there's a lesson in patience there too when you had people that would be just super cranky and awful to you and you just kind of have to stand there and
take it,
not throw the coffee in their face, you know?
Yeah, that would not be good. That's a surefire way to get fired, you know?
What was your first job?
My first job, I was 13 years old, so barely able to
child
work.
Labor.
Child labor, right? And I worked at a Togo's, which later ended up being franchised out, right? The sandwich shop.
Yeah, I remember that.
There was a brief little, I want to say they were close to like Baskin Robbins and things and whatever that restaurant group was, right?
Yeah.
So I worked at a Togo's only
in
on the weekends.
In San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah, only on the weekends.
I know they had them here. I guess they were national.
Yeah. I don't know if they started out there. Or I just remember being here, you know, 20 years later and going, oh my God, there's a Togo's. But like the logo's all different. I mean, this was a dark, dank deli kind of, you know, it wasn't like a well-lit sort of place. It was cool. It had pinball machines. I mean, it was a funky, weird little restaurant, right? And I would open and close on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. I remember working there Super Bowl Sunday, watching the Super Bowl while I'm making sandwiches for people, you know? And it was like, oh, I've got like the mop. Like I am low man. Oh, dude, you've got to go mop the bathroom. And it's like, oh, dear Lord, like this is not good, right? But the only thing I wrote down on my list here, you know, copious show prep, was customer service. I mean, that is 100% what you learn is dealing with the public. You know, hi, what can I make you for? You know, like, I mean, you know, pimple-faced young kid trying to do something, you know, and learn. And I'm telling you, man, nothing gets people more bent out of shape than their food, right? I mean, I think it's just people get aggro about
Tell
their
me about
food.
It. Yeah. I was in line at Publix today and it got a little testy.
Did it really?
At the sandwich counter.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
So you learn like, okay, let me just chuck that sandwich in the and make a new one. You know, people just, you know, so you learn, it's interesting. You learn, customer service, and you learn how to deal with unhappy people, maybe more so than happy people, right? Because they're problematic and you kind of have to duck and dive and, you know, defend and figure it out, right? But you also learn kind of how to read people, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so there is definitely something to, even today when we're meeting with new people or something like that, like, you know, just sort of understanding the lay of the land, understanding what this meeting is going to entail, you know, sort of how to have conversation with strangers, right? And, you know, I don't want to say sell yourself, but like there's a certain amount of just like how to react when people are behaving a certain manner, I guess, if that makes any sense. So yeah, my first thing was there, Togo's, right? Then I worked at the deli, so I stayed in food. I worked at Fratelli Deli, stocking the soda machine. Oh, I need a pound of Capicola. I needed that, you know, same deal. But much nicer and more, it was a better place.
A little more upscale.
It was a better fit, upscale. I also got paid under the table, which was fantastic.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, all cash under the table, which was amazing. And that was the place that had regulars, right? There were definitely regulars like, oh, what's the soup of the day? What's the this? What's, you know, like that type of thing, right? So I echo your sentiment there. So what was your second gig?
I too stayed in food and I worked at Freshens Yogurt for a spell.
All right.
And then I would come home from college during holidays, like Christmas season.
Sure.
And I was a glazer at Honey Baked Ham.
Ooh.
Oof, man.
I bet that was an awesome first day.
It's a brutal gig.
And then it goes downhill.
And let me tell you something.
Why is it brutal? Just because you come home smelling like ham?
Yeah.
Or
like,
what?
So, and I love Honey Baked Ham.
Yeah.
Shout out to Honey Baked Ham.
Delicious.
I will eat an entire spiraled ham in like a day.
Yeah. Pricey too, by the way.
Yeah, well,
delicious.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
So it was an assembly line in the back. The ham would come in.
Okay.
They'd pass it down the line and then finally put stuff on it and then finally get to the glazer. So I had like a little blowtorch.
Yeah.
And it was
you
know.
Okay.
And then, I mean, you got scraps. You're picking off a little here and there and nibbling a little bit. But then you get home and like, I mean, you can't get the smell of ham off of you.
Yeah.
And I love the smell of ham, but not as a body spray.
Yeah.
You know.
How did my winter girlfriend like the smell of ham? You know?
Yeah. So, and it was just long. I mean, it was
long
so
hours.
Redundant. I
yeah.
mean, you're literally doing one. It's like working on an assembly line. Like you are doing one task all day long with a blowtorch.
So you would literally glaze hams like 8 hours?
Yeah. I mean, maybe there were 6 hour shifts or so at the time.
Yeah.
But, No, I mean, that was it. Because,
wow.
I mean, think about it. It's holiday rush at Honey Baked Ham.
Yeah, those things are flying.
They can't crank them out fast enough.
Yeah, yeah. How long does it take to glaze a ham? Now, I know you're going to say it depends on the size of the ham, but your average sort of small ham
it's
or
like
whatever.
It's like
5 minutes?
Not even.
Not even?
Minute or two.
Okay. A minute or two.
I mean, I was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you had
a
system. Did you go top down or bottom up?
That's the only part you could get creative at the job.
Okay.
Because you could kind of address it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you put a little Z, a little Zorro in there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
You mark your ham.
Yeah. That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah, I did that. The other, I did a series of jobs too, summer jobs where I was a camp counselor. And specifically, I was a camp counselor at a camp.
I don't think I knew this.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Camp Chattahoochee.
Okay, Camp Chattahoochee. Yeah,
out on the river there.
Okay.
And I always loved that because I loved working with kids.
Yeah.
And I think that was a nice lesson in just, again, dealing with people.
Yeah.
You know, and I always enjoyed babysitting. I always enjoyed hanging out with kids. And that was fun because it was all outdoor activities.
Sure, sure. Now, how old were you when you were doing this? Were you in high school or were you coming back in college?
I would have been in high school.
Okay. So you're later in your high school career, potentially.
I would have been in 10th grade, I think.
Okay, so sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
So I was wrong.
Yeah.
And then how old are these kids at the camp? Are they range?
I think they're at range, but I mean, you know, 10, 12.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it was like everything from like, okay, now we're going to archery.
Okay.
We got to go over to archery.
That's super
cool.
And
now we're going to shoot the BB guns.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, now we're going to horseback riding.
Ugh, that's my least favorite thing. I'm not a horse person at all.
No.
We talked about that in the office not that long ago, didn't we? How did that come up?
Something
about horses. None of us really love the horses, so.
But that was a great, I always loved that because it was outside and it was fun and the kids were super excited to be there.
Yeah. Camp is cool.
There's a just nice leadership sort of, I think.
Yeah. Now you were a camp counselor, multiple camp counselors, I assume.
What do you mean?
Like there's you there, but then there's other youths there.
Yeah,
and then you all report up the chain of command to whoever's the director.
If I recall correctly, it was like each group, because I did it with a friend of mine, high school pal of mine. And so she and I had our group. So it was like, oh, you have 10 campers. And she and I would march them around all day. But then, I mean, there's a whole system of people. But that was a fun job. I enjoyed that.
That's cool.
I enjoyed that. Landscaping was always, by landscaping, I mean mowing lawns.
Yeah.
I did that all the time.
I hated mowing lawns.
Really?
I still hate mowing lawns. Yeah. I never did it for money. I mean, my parents made me. I had an old push mower. I didn't have an electric. Like, I had the blades that, like, you have to push
it.
Yeah,
you mentioned that before.
Miserable.
Yeah.
So, I'm not a landscaping kind of guy.
I would mow neighborhood lawns.
Okay, you know, for
I had
money?
A collection of that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not doing it for free.
No. I mean, well, yeah.
Yeah. Now my parents didn't pay me to do our lawn.
Of course not.
That was my rent.
That's a chore.
Yeah,
right?
That was my rent.
Did you have a lot of chores growing up?
I did have a lot of chores. Yeah. I mean, it was my responsibility to do
garbage. Were you a garbage guy?
Let's call it all the yard work. And in, and in where I
all
grew
the yard
up,
work.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, like,
most of it. And where I grew up, my house was on a crazy, crazy hill.
Oh no.
So like mowing my lawn was a beating.
Oh, dude.
But I had to blow off the driveway. You had to blow off the back.
Okay.
Trim the ivy up by the wall.
Okay.
You know, all the things.
What about washing cars? I had to wash cars. That was my thing. I think my wife had to wash cars.
No,
too.
I didn't. I'm sure I did for a little extra cash, but I didn't. That wasn't a mandatory thing.
Yeah.
I had to empty the waste baskets every Thursday night or you know, whatever it was.
Yeah, that type of thing.
But that type of thing. But it was mostly outdoor work.
Yeah. Interesting.
For the most part, I think.
Any other job? I mean, the only other job I had is, and I've told the story before on the podcast, was the print facility, right? I was working for the print.
Yeah.
So I worked at Togo's for probably too long. Then I jumped over to Fratelli Deli, which was great. Worked there for 2 or 3 years. Had some friends come over and work. I mean, that was always a great job. And then I ended up, I think I was 15 or 16 is when I started working at the print shop, the copy shop. I mean, I did copies and things too.
Yeah. Making copies.
Yeah, exactly. Making copies. And they had two locations, and I'd split between the two and whatnot, right? So that's what got me into graphic design in general. Just sort of, who are those guys back there that are not out here in the hot, sweaty print shop printing things, you know? Like, who are those guys in the nice air-conditioned room working on computers? They look nice, you know? So, you know, and that was, again, a lot of dealing with the public, a lot of that stuff. And then a lot of, like, you know...
Well, that was probably, not to interrupt, but that probably, I suppose that was your first foray into design from a professional standpoint, right?
Totally, yeah.
Getting to see everything that came through the shop and print it and do all the stuff.
Yeah, and then, you know, there were some interesting things I saw from beginning to end, meaning like people would show, I mean, again, there was no internet, there was none of that, right? So people would show up with a need, I need a poster, or I need this album cover, or I need this thing, but have no design at all. And that's when the production guys would be like, oh, I get to design something, you know, and that was cool. And then it would make it all the way down through printing. And then I was like, okay, wait a minute. There's something here. Like something magical is happening here, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, really, you know, it was a heavy customer service for me and heavy sort of dealing with the public and how to talk to strangers and not be scared and all that kind of stuff, you know, And then it was really quickly sort of shifting into printing and sort of how the mm-hmm. whole bit, how the whole production aspect of what we do now, right, is, you know. But then, like, oh, I like the more front end side of life than yeah. than I like the back end, right?
So I just thought of one fun anecdote that I'd kind of forgotten about. Yeah. And maybe this is where sort of the entrepreneurial thing started for me. So I grew up, for all you locals here in Atlanta, right on Chastain Park. On Lake Forest Lane, which is right off of Lake Forest Drive. And so in the middle of the golf course there is a pond.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so me and my buddy Grant, Tatum, shout out.
Shout out Grant.
Lived up the street from me. We would go over to the golf course.
Okay.
Get in said pond.
No way.
Oh, yeah. And fish out the golf balls.
That's what I was going to say. Do you fish out all the golf balls?
Fish out all the golf balls.
Okay.
And then we would, I mean, I think at the time I remember it was like five for a buck. I mean, now, there were so many down there.
Are we doing like goggles? We're goggling and getting under the water? Yeah, or no, yeah. We're just reaching down?
Yeah, but it was shallow.
And how deep
we
is
did,
this?
But yeah. It was shallow. I mean, no one has scuba equipment.
Yeah.
And this
yeah,
was
yeah.
before like people actually made a lot of money doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Now it's like a thing.
Now it's like a thing.
Yeah.
But no, we would just, I mean, the deal was it was shallow enough if you went around the edge that you could mm-hmm. kind of feel them with your feet.
Yeah.
And then you just
reach down and grab them.
Kind of grab them like
yep.
that.
Makes sense.
And we would get a ton of them. And then all
five
the golfers.
For a buck. Yeah.
All the golfers would buy them because here are these two kids selling used balls. Yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And we got kicked off all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
They'd be like, those rascals are back again.
Yeah. But we would keep coming back.
Okay.
So that was fun.
I love that.
Yeah. And then I think I saw somewhere later in life, there was some ad, I think it was a print ad I saw on like Sports Illustrated, and it featured a guy who had like turned that into a
business,
full-fledged business.
Yeah, yeah.
I sued him.
No, I didn't. No, but it's yeah, the Titleist or whatever the fancy balls are, right? For half off, right? Because it's already...
Oh, yeah. Less than half off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other interesting, weird little jobs you had as a kid growing up? My story is boring. I didn't really have too many. So.
No, I mean, that was really it. It was, okay. And that wasn't it. I wouldn't even call that. That was a side hustle.
Yeah. That's what that wasn't
call.
A job.
That's what the kids call a side hustle.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, I think, you know, that'll do it for today. How about that? Where can everybody find us, Mr. Roberto?
Yeah, you can find us on online at mocktheagency.com, of course, and on all the socials where all the kids are hanging out these days.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find us there, of course, at Mock the Agency.
Cool. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Chat with you next time.